Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the first in a series of recordings and recording links that will go through the book Wisdom for the Devoted, which is CD's new edited version of book that I have found out is a collection of teachings from 40 years ago. This, you know, I don't know, maybe he said 40 and maybe it means a lot more or a lot less, I don't know. But the book itself is called, on the outside it's called Wisdom for the Devoted, but on the inside the title in Arabic is Hakam wa Mawadi Adab Suluk al-Murid. It's a little more detailed. It says, Divine Wisdom and Exhortation Concerning the Devotee's Conduct. Hakam wa Mawad fi Adab Suluk al-Murid. Divine Wisdom and Exhortation Concerning the Devotee's Conduct. And the book has, actually it has, believe it or not, it has 86 chapters. 86 chapters, but it's only a little over 200 pages long. So some of the chapters are very short, and some of the chapters are a little longer, 5, 6, 7 pages. And they all have different titles to them, different themes. My intention is to read 7 pages, minimum 7 pages, each recording, and to do the entire book in 30 installments. A little bit different this time in that we'll be bringing in some dhikr, bringing in some... there's some people on the live call, so it's bringing in the circle of consciousness of people who show up for the live call, and to let it be organic and let it flow, and let CD really take his presence within our hearts, inshallah. Well, enough of me, and let's open the space a little bit deeper with the Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Turning our attention to the source where all of this wisdom is flowing from the prophets, alayhis salam, all the prophets, in our particular practices through the Prophet Muhammad, alayhis salam, and how all of our teachers, all the way through the line of through Sidi and what we'll be reading today, is on the shoulders and on the heart of the Prophet alayhi salam. So opening up this space of gratitude and also in the internal world of light and connection of relationship to the most deep part of our hearts that are in connection and waking, the process of waking up to the prophetic light, inshallah. لا إله إلا الله لا إله Muhammadan Rasulullah Alayhi Salatu
There's an introduction
to this book. And that's the first chapter. It starts with a Quranic ayah, Surah 7, ayah 43. Praise be to Allah who has guided us to this. For we certainly would not have found the right path unless Allah had guided us. Surely the messengers of our Lord came with the truth. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Introduction. There is neither strength nor relief except by Allah. All praise to Allah, who, if He wills, can cast anguish within His devotees, agitating them to follow the path toward happiness, which can be found in faith, which can be found in worship, and in erasing every picture and every habit. May the peace and the blessings of Allah be upon our master guide, Muhammad, the master of all masters, and upon his family and his companions, the master leaders. Allah, glory be to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And he is the truthful proclaimer. Whoever desires that which rapidly perishes, we hasten it to him in accordance with our commitment to free will, to whomever we will. Then we make for him a gloomy hell in which he burns, blameworthy and rejected. But whoever desires the everlasting abode pursues its due course, having faith. Their pursuit will be rewarding. The rapidly perishing is the lower material world. If the ultimate destiny of one who desires and pursues it is the fire associated with feelings of blameworthiness and rejection, should the rational one not be cautious and reluctant to indulge in it? The everlasting abode is the garden, and desire alone is not enough to attain it, but it needs faith. And it needs acting righteously as Allah says, and pursue its due course, having faith. The rewarding pursuit is the acceptance of deeds, which make the doer worthy of praise, thankfulness, and a great reward that does not perish or annihilate by Allah's favor and mercy. The loser, in all accounts, is the one who desires the lower world, and upon him the forementioned warning is actualized. If one desires the lower world, to the extent of forgetting the final world, then he has no faith. Or he has faith, but does work for that which for which he desires. The first is a rejecter of truth, who suffers eternally in the fire, and the latter is dissolute and a loser. the messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, deeds are judged by motives, and for every person is what he intended. Thus, if his migration is to Allah and his messenger, then he migrates to Allah and his messenger. And if he intends to migrate in order to earn the lower world or to marry a woman, well, then his migration is to what he migrates for. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, informed us that every deed has a motive and the human being is rewarded in accordance to his motives. If the motive is good, he's rewarded with good. And if the motive is evil, he is recompensed with evil. If his motive is beautiful, then his action, without doubt, is beautiful. But if his motive is malicious, his action, without doubt, is malicious, even if, in the outer appearance, his actions seem good, such as the actions of those who seek to show off in front of others. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, informed us that whoever acts for the sake of Allah, following the way of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his reward is due by Allah, and he returns to Allah's contentment and garden and to proximity to him and his blessings. But whoever pursues something other than Allah, or acts for the sake of someone or something other than Allah, his reward is comparable to that which he pursued, or to that which he acted for or showed off for, which does not possess anything to reward him, nor power to harm or benefit, to grant life or cause death or resurrection. The Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mentioned migration from all deeds because it includes all deeds. Those who understand know that he did not literally mean migration, but he meant all deeds, even the rituals. Praise belongs eternally to Allah. We praise him. We ask for his guidance and we ask for his aid and we seek his forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from all the evil from our own selves and from all the evils of our deeds. Whoever is guided by Allah, no one can confuse him or lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to stray, no one can guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah. He is the singular without partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. O you who have come to secure belief, beware Allah as you should be aware of Allah. And do not die save that you are Muslims. Quran 3:102. O people, take shelter in your Lord who has created you from one single self and created from it its mate and spread from these two men and women in abundance. And guard yourselves for Allah, in whom you claim your rights over one another. And do not cut the kinship ties of the wombs that bore you. Truly Allah is ever watchful over you. Quran 4:1. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah. Ward off evil from within and without. Speak words that are straight to the point. He will make whole for you your works, forgive you your faults. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has attained a mighty triumph. 33:70-71. O devotee in quest, O desirer who is wholeheartedly directed toward Allah, the most truthful speech is that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the worst of all affairs is that which is made up, and every innovation of forgery is forgery, and every forgery is delusion, and every delusion is in the fire. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of two types: the worship of the heart and the worship of the limbs. Preachers focus on the former, the heart, and jurists focus on the latter, the limbs. We write about focusing on the first type of worship, the heart, but know that neither is sufficient without the other. This is because the two conditions for the acceptance of deeds are sincerity and application. The deed is not accepted unless it's done with sincerity and is rightly intended for Allah's sake. To be right, it has to conform to the divine law. Thus, sincerity and rightness complement each other. Scholars mention that the actions of the heart are more important than the actions of the limbs because the heart is like a king and the limbs are his servants. The king has authority over the servants. Similarly, the heart has authority over the limbs. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "There is a piece of flesh in the body. When it is good, then the whole body is good. When it is unsound, then the whole body is unsound. Indeed, this is the heart." The reward for good actions of the limbs ends with the end of their performance, such as being involved in prayers and fasting, etc. On the contrary, the actions of the heart, such as sincerity and certitude, etc., remain with the human being all of his life. And the deeds of the limbs are not accepted unless accompanied by one of the heart's deeds, such as sincerity. Sincerity is the core of the unity and its reality. Thus, there is no doubt about why scholars have categorized it as the most important deed. under the deeds of the hearts. It's the end of the first chapter. Before we move into the second chapter, just to feel into your responses to what the takeaways for you were, what touched you, or what you moved away from. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Finding the sincerity in the heart. Even when the actions go astray from what the intention is, or when the actions go in alignment with what the intention is, finding that sincerity. La ilaha illallah. La Next chapter, page 11, the position of Sufism in Islam. In the name of Allah, the universally merciful, the singularly compassionate, and by the blessings of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will shed light on that position in Islam as the Lord of Majesty clarifies it in his saying, truly the religious way of life with Allah is self-surrender, al-Islam. Quran 3:19. Islam is the true religion which our Lord approves of for his subjects when he says, it is the religion of your forefather Ibrahim. He has named you Muslims from before. Quran 22:78. It is a name that has cornerstones, and it is the inwardly pure religion, Ad-Din al-Hanif. The first step of self-surrender of Islam is to witness his saying, am I not your Lord? They all said, yes, we bear witness. Then, to establish that truth in your whole life, we bear witness of the unity of Allah. We bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and prophet. Islam means to interact with Allah through following the way of his messenger, to be committed to do so, to pray, to fast, to give alms, and to perform the pilgrimage if we're able. Islam is to glorify Allah with sincerity, and to not interact with other than Allah, no matter how severe is the case or intense is the hardship. This is the essence of Islam and its definition to the worlds in accordance with the speech of the Lord of the worlds, recognized by the light of sound faith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified in many hadith that Islam is constructed upon five pillars, as we will explain later in the book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "The deep desert dwellers say, 'We believe.' Say to them, 'You have not yet believed, but rather say, we have submitted. For faith has not yet entered into your hearts. And if you obey Allah and his messenger, he will not let your good deeds go to waste. Truly Allah is ever forgiving and singularly compassionate." Quran 49:14. When the light of faith enters the heart of the worshipful servant, because of his sincerity in establishing the rights of his Lord, by him he will have faith in Allah, in his angels, and in his books, and in his messengers. In the last day, and in destiny, with its good and its evil. This is the level of pure faith. This is the level of pure faith, which means being honest in every word, in every move, and in every pause. This is the trust we are entrusted with. To be genuinely honest with the self, with the truly real al-haq, and with people, so that we can be trusted. This level is followed by the level of excelling in benevolence, ihsan, which is to worship Allah as if you see him. Because if you are not seeing him, he is seeing you. It is watchfulness, muraqabah, by knowing that Allah is present with you in every thought, is present with you in every feeling, as if you are seeing him accompanying you in everything. Accordingly, you will beautify your deeds by relying on him, interacting with him and no other, as if you are seeing him. These are the levels of Islam, which is the essence of worship, as Allah willed it, and it is therein that Sufism is positioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Then we gave the book as an inheritance to those whom we chose of our worshippers. But some of them oppress themselves, some of them follow a middle way, some of them outstrip the others through good deeds by the permission of Allah, and that is a great favor. Quran 35:32. The book is Allah's covenant with his servant, which the servant renews, reclaiming his inheritance when his physical form is materialized and he becomes existent. Sufism is Allah's selection to some of his worshippers. We can summarize Sufism in a few words. It begins after completing the three stages of Islam, that is, surrender, Islam, faith, Iman, and excellent benevolence, Ihsan. After true observation, Maraqaba, and interacting with Allah as if you see him, which is the stage of excellent benevolence, the servant asks to witness as Musa, peace be upon him, did. And then witnessing is granted to him through the granting of signs, whereas the granting of a favor, as it occurred to the messenger of Allah during his ascent, Miraj, to his Lord, and halting in a state of proximity. He was two bows length away or nearer, Quran 53:9. Such is the true favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when Musa came to our appointed place and his Lord had spoken to him, he said, my Lord, show me yourself that I may gaze upon you. Allah said, you cannot see me in this world, but look to the mountain. Look to the mountain, and if it remains in its place, then you will see me. But when his Lord unveiled his glory to the mountain, he made it crumble to dust, and Musa fell down, thunderstruck. When he came to himself, he said, glory to you. I turn to you in repentance, and I am the first of the believers. Quran 7:143. In this ayat, the appointed place means the appointed time, which Musa's Lord determined for Musa. It is the prayer time of the servant in which he interacts with his Lord, as in the five daily prayers, when the servant's secret is revealed to him by the reflecting tajalli of his Lord upon him. Thus the servant talks with his Lord, and the Lord talks to him from the focal direction of his prayer, Qibla, to which he is praying. The settlement of the mountain is in its demolition, which is its straightness upon seeing the reflection. Whoever sees him is guided to the straight path, and Musa fell down thunderstruck, which means that he became absent from consciousness, and in the state of his absence, he became conscious by his Lord of what Allah willed for him. Thus he proclaimed, I am the first of the believers. This is the essence of worship, which is the beginning of Sufism. The first step which the seeker of Sufism should take is to converse with his Lord, by removing the veil, by looking at the virtuous servant, the spiritual leader, Imam, who he can follow and be guided at his hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever is guided only to his own good, and whoever goes astray strays only to his own loss. And no one bearer of burdens bears the burden of another. And we never punish any individual, and we never punish any community until we send them a messenger. Quran 17:15. Musa, peace be upon him, saw Al-Khidr, peace be upon him, as reported in Surah Al-Kahf, the cave, Quran 18. And by gaining clarity about the flow of the fish in the sea, his witnessing was actualized and the truth became clear and obvious regarding following the guide. As if you see him means to realize and walk with him by seeing your spiritual guide, your role model and your sheikh, by what his Lord shows him, not in accordance with his own whims, so that you may attain your spiritual maturity, which is the station of pure servitude for the sake of Allah, not the station of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he who obeys the messenger has obeyed Allah. And whoever turns away, well, then we have not sent you to keep watch on them. Quran 4:80. Whoever obeys the messenger, that is, the one who is sent to him by his Lord, as explained, he obeys Allah with an obedience built upon witnessing and accompanying, which are signs of the love for his messenger. What is required is to give more than one's wealth, family, children, and the self between his hands. This is the completion of the light of faith. In this way, we turn our attention to many of Allah's sciences and to his knowledge, because all that is reported here is knowledge that guides to his straight way. The second type of knowledge, that is direct knowledge, al-ilm al-duni, by the Lord of Majesty, is proven by the story of Musa, may peace be upon him, and al-Khidr, may peace be upon him, which Allah explains. These are all Allah's ways and serve his ultimate purpose and his will for his creation. He made the way of gaining direct knowledge special to the people of Sufism with its sciences and knowledge. No one can deny these two types of knowledge because both are mentioned in the Quran. There are many sciences willed by Allah for his people. We all hear about genetic science or nuclear science. All are sciences that need special understanding. And the purpose of all science is the bestowal of mercy upon people. And there's no other quest except to please Allah. Every action done in the name of Allah is right action. And any action done without being conscious of Allah is renounced. The Sufis interact with Allah and no other. Even if we do not understand what they do and their states cannot be comprehended, we should know that their goal is to serve Allah and that they follow the messenger of the Lord of the worlds. They have their straight doctrine. So ask the people of remembrance, the specialists, not the scholars. This is the final say. So do not follow speculations, but verify by experience so that you gain clarity and genuine belief. If you obey most of those who live on earth, they will lead you astray from the path of Allah. They follow nothing but conjecture, and they themselves do nothing but lie. 6:116. Therefore, verify by direct experience so that you are genuine. Follow, and you will be guided, and you will attain spiritual maturity. Do not assault or become hostile to the friends of Allah, the Awliya, with words, because if you do, then Allah will wage a war on you and you will be deprived. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, be conscious of Allah and be with the sincere ones, so that you may be ascertained. May we learn and become genuinely sincere. Ameen. Regarding the diversity of the ways, At-Turuq As-Safiyya, this is like having many resourceful mosques. Allah willed them to serve the diverse types of His worshippers. If we were all to go to only one mosque, it would not be able to contain us. Allah has made many spiritual guides by the number of mosques, but they all face the same direction for prayer. They all pray and devote themselves to the worship of their Lord behind the spiritual leader Allah brought to the mosque through His acts of worship and by fulfilling the duties of His walking, or because of His thankfulness and gratitude, or because of His genuine sincerity in fulfilling the promise to His Lord. Therefore, choose for yourself a spiritual leader by the verification which Allah grants you through the manifestation of clarity, so that you may accompany a group of the worshippers of the Merciful and receive the favor and rank of the group by following something genuine, which you can see. And indeed Allah is the grantor of success, the supporter, and the source of peace. Letting Sidi's presence be like a perfume in the air, just wafting through, entering into your breathing, into your body. We'll close the recording with three calls. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.